I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me. This is Wednesday, so every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, we take a little break from typical topics and we get into natural health news you can use in this segment I have labeled Hump Day Health. This is designed to be an empowering show to let you know that you don't have to sit around and cross your fingers, that horrible diseases and flus and coronaviruses don't get you, that you've got some level of control if you will take it upon yourself to do your own research and take control of your health. I start every show by explaining to you I'm not a doctor, not a scientist, not a biologist, not a chemist, not an infectious disease expert. I'm not a surgeon. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a nurse. I'm nothing. I got no certifications, no formal study in any of this stuff. Just fascinated because I've reclaimed my own health about 15 years ago, and I think it's something that everybody needs to start begin to think about. But I do have someone with me today that has got some of these certifications, and we're going to talk today to Megan Pennington. Megan is an integrative health practitioner. We're going to talk a little bit about what integrative medicine is, too, because this is something that I think it seems to be gaining some popularity and something that you can look for in your practitioner. But Megan is an integrative health practitioner and food sensitivity specialist, helping clients reverse chronic illness. She specializes in reducing inflammation, a common root cause of immune system dysregulation and modern disease. She began her career as a clinical dietitian. We're also going to talk about the wild world of nutritionists out there, but soon discovered that limitations of dividing a person into separate parts, learning that all factors involved in disease progression should be addressed for lasting results. Today, Megan uses specialized testing combined with the customized diets and full spectrum healing methods to retain the body's biochemistry and bring it back to a state of natural health. And I think that's really lost on so many of us that, you know, your body is always striving to get to its natural state, which is good health. We are interrupting that. We've got this just amazing body that repairs itself. And if you give it the right raw materials that it needs, it will function very well for you. And we have kind of missed that over the years. But anyway, we got Megan with us. Megan, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about you. I wanted to hit on a couple of things. One is just the idea of integrative medicine. This is something that I don't know if it's new, but you're starting to see it more and more as a lot of even the medical profession starts to realize you need to treat the whole body. So I'd like to talk about integrative medicine and also what, you know, I see a lot of nutritionists on television, mainstream nutritionists coming on the big network shows or local shows. It seems like their advice is outdated or misguided, but they have this formal training in nutrition, so I'd like to talk about that. But start off with what do you mean by being an integrative health practitioner?
Perfect. So, well, first of all, I love what you said about our body being able to repair itself if we just get out of the way, because that is basically what integrative health is all about. It's about allowing the body to naturally heal itself and to implement those different techniques that allow it to do that. So integrative just means that instead of focusing on like the heart, for example, you're focusing on reducing stress, on sleeping properly, on diet, on your relationships, like your fulfillment in life, so that as a being, we're looking at all these pieces that really affect our health in a very major way,
right,
and allowing it to just do its own thing.
Right. And I think a lot of times, you know, my health experience was I had all of these different symptoms before I switched my diet, started paying attention to what I was eating. And you can't really connect one to another. I mean, I did a lot of medicating for symptoms. I had bad stomach problems, so I would take Imodium. I think I might have bought it by the 3-pack for a while there when I was in my early 30s. But we don't really, when we don't drill down to get the cause, all we do is tamp down those symptoms. And it's not always really intuitive as what's connected to what. And that's confusing to people, if that makes sense. You know, if you're having heart problems, we address that particular heart problem, but don't look at what digestive issues, what foods we're eating that may be leading to the heart problem. And this seems to be where a lot of the confusion is with people.
For sure.
Well, tell us also about nutrition. So you studied as a nutritionist?
Mm-hmm. So I went through the traditional nutrition program, you know, became a clinical dietitian. And it was interesting because even within my first 4 years, so it's a bachelor program, even within that time frame, I actually became the most unhealthy version of myself that I had ever been. I gained 30 pounds. I started having digestive issues. I was super obsessed with like healthy eating and calorie counting. And I got, you know, congested. I got headaches, allergies, like a lot of things progressed in that 4 years. And that was my first inclination that something about focusing on one single factor such as food is not the way to actual health, because it was stressing me out, it was making me obsessed, it was just causing a lot of problems. And the program itself, how it's structured, it to be very stressful in terms of exams and such, that also didn't get addressed. So that stress was causing a lot of these issues. And so yeah, that was the start of my career. So I did become a dietitian, but I was disillusioned right off the bat. And then when I began working as a clinical dietitian in a long-term care facility, it just got worse. Like, it was very disheartening to see that it was so limited in what I could do to really help somebody. I didn't want to just tell them what not to eat and what to eat, and that was about it. Like, there was so much more that I couldn't address, and I realized that that just wasn't the path for me.
Well, you're talking to us. You're actually in Canada. Do you have the food pyramid type thing? I know you're familiar with the U.S. Do you have is it the same as it is in the U.S.?
It's not the same, but it's similar.
So that is one of the things that I've seen through just for the last, I don't know what it's been here in the United States, 30 or 40 years. I've really been paying attention for about 15. But we have this food pyramid that it certainly seems like there's a lot of evidence that it is upside down in a lot of cases. And so when I see mainstream nutritional advice come out, and this is not to indict every nutritionist out there, but I just see so many examples of nutritionists that come out and tell us to make sure we're eating, low fat diets. They'll actually, talk about maybe going for sugar free options of things. And it doesn't seem like that's real helpful nutritional advice. We've had this training for nutrition here in the U.S. I don't know if you've noticed it up north, but we've become the fattest country on planet Earth, and we've been following this traditional nutritional advice for so long, and it seems like they are still trapped in a lot of the old ideas of nutrition that are being disproven.
Mm-hmm. And the reason for that, and it's not their fault, because I was there too, and I believed everything my professors said in the textbooks, but the problem with dietetics training is that it really looks at markers. So you look at how to decrease your cholesterol, how to meet all the specific nutrients and the macronutrients, and it's really a numbers game, and that is not health. Health isn't about numbers. So it's leaving out all of these other pieces and not looking at the person as a whole. And when you just try to decrease cholesterol by any means possible, but not looking at how healthy that sugar replacement is or that low-fat diet is on other factors, then you're really missing the mark. You might be helping one marker, but then all the other ones get disbalanced because you don't have appropriate nutrition.
Right. Right. Yeah, artificial sweeteners are one thing I talk a lot about on this show that I think have not been a benefit to people. Low-fat diet is another, grains that we consume here in just absolutely massive quantities. Why do you think that takes place in nutritional training, obviously, maybe in Canada and the U.S.? Is it a level of stubbornness that they won't change tax? And here's kind of the whole basis of this show is that the health results in the United States have been getting steadily worse. Now, if you were in a car accident in the U.S., now is the time to be in that accident because the surgeries and the technologies and putting a broken body back together are like they've never been before. It's truly amazing stuff. But when it comes to keeping people healthy, we are really going in the wrong direction, but it doesn't seem like the advice changes at all. They just keep going with the stuff that has led us down this path. Why do you think they don't change?
Well, there's a lot of theories about that. The one that I choose to believe is true, apart from like corruption and things like that, is that it's just more of a, they don't want to overwhelm people and update things consistently because the literature is always changing. And so things tend to happen in policy making very, very slowly because they don't want people to completely probably become disheartened with the process or the advice that's been given. They don't want to completely tarnish their own reputation, and so these changes happen very, very slowly.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, like I say, here in the U.S., and I don't know, how have the health statistics, what's the trend of health in Canada? Is it any different than the U.S.? Or are you experiencing the same rises in obesity? And, you know, we've got Alzheimer's, autism, diabetes. We're down in Mississippi, and it's like a diabetes time bomb went off here. Are y'all experiencing those same kinds of problems with chronic conditions exploding?
Yes, it's pretty much the same. And the to go back to your other question about why this is happening, that things are continuing to get worse, I think it really comes back to also the fact that the medical system is still looking at people in parts. So they're treating the heart disease as some separate entity to the rest of their body, and that just doesn't work. So if you're not getting to the root cause, then people just continue to get sicker and medicated, and that doesn't work anymore. That model probably never did work, but it's starting to really become apparent that it doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of, I remember I started shopping for organic foods and those, you know, changing diet about 15 years ago, and the sections in the store were very small, you know, maybe 6 feet wide, one shelf was organic food. Now it's about four aisles, so it seems like it's catching on. So I guess that's a that's a good sign. It's I think it's gotten patently or painfully obvious that the approach we've been taking for a while is not working. We got to take a quick break. I want to talk a little bit about your practice and how you work with people, and then we've got some studies in relation to COVID and just general immunofunction in relation to vitamin D and other things that are valuable not only during coronavirus but during colds and flus and other kinds of diseases too. So we'll get to that in just a second. We're talking to Megan Pennington. She's an integrative health practitioner, so we're going to kind of look at the whole body today as we talk to her. So stay with us. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, we are back, and we're talking to Megan Pennington. She's an integrative health practitioner, and she does some online stuff, so we're going to talk a little bit about Megan's practice. Megan, I wanted to find out kind of, you know, what you see from typical people. I think a lot of people listening to the show are looking to get started, and it can be very confusing. So, you know, how do you work with patients? What do you see a lot of? What's some of your kind of opening advice? What should people be thinking about if they want to improve their health?
Okay. So basically the best piece of advice I can give is to dig deeper. So always look at, instead of just the symptoms and like, oh my gosh, I have this digestive issue, I need to go to my GI doctor. Look at your whole body. So are you experiencing headaches? This is what I see a lot, a combination of headaches or migraines, digestive issues, irritable bowel symptoms like diarrhea or constipation, also skin breakouts like acne or psoriasis or eczema, any kind of autoimmune condition, if you have celiac, if you have psoriasis, if you have Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid issue, so any kind of immune system dysregulation. All of these can point to a underlying problem of inflammation and immune stimulation. So often what I do for clients is we test their immune triggers right away, because that tends to get rid of most of the problems, and then we see what's left over. So when you address this common underlying problem, then 80% of their symptoms, these chronic symptoms that all seem unrelated, will get resolved or significantly improved. And then we can really hone in on if anything is left, like a bacterial imbalance or a something structurally wrong with the spine, or you know, something that that isn't included in that root cause, because there can be multiple things going on.
Well, what do you find are some of the common things that would cause inflammation and an immune response that people might not be aware of?
Food is the biggest one. So anything that comes from the outside, our environment, into the body has a potential to trigger the immune system. So that includes water, it includes the air that we breathe, and it includes food. And then there's bacteria and viruses and different particles, toxins that come in as well. So the one that we're doing constantly 3 or 4 times a day is eating. And that's the one that people usually miss out on. Usually we can get a water filter, we can, you know, go outside and breathe fresh air. We can limit the toxins and that in our environment and in our diet. But what people are not realizing usually is that foods are triggering the immune system as well.
Well, how do you figure out what it might be that you're having a problem with? Is this a situation of keeping a food diary, of doing an elimination diet, or what is the approach to try to determine what causes your individual problem?
Yeah, so the easy way is to get a blood test that shows the volume of mediators released by the immune cells. So it's called an MRT test, mediator release test, and that's really the fastest, most efficient way of doing it, because it really captures all of the non-allergic reactions. And what I mean by that is that there's 2 immune pathways. There's food sensitivities and food allergies. And allergies are an IgE-mediated reaction, which is when you get like anaphylactic reaction to peanuts, your throat closes up. That type of reaction is an allergy, whereas these food sensitivities that people generally don't know about are the non-IgE-mediated reactions. So that's what this test captures, and it's very useful. And usually what I see is 20 to 30 foods will be what an individual is reacting to that they have no idea about. And it usually is a combination of very otherwise healthy foods, because our immune system can become reactive to anything that happens to slip through the digestive tract undigested can trigger the immune system. And then every time you eat it, it causes an inflammatory response. And so this can include cashews and salmon and kale and oranges and you name it, it can trigger. So that's usually the missing piece for people.
Yeah, and that's what makes it really very difficult. Okay, so that's interesting on the MRT test. Is that something that doctors can order for you? How do people get an MRT test?
So it's fabricated by Oxford Biomedical Technologies, and they certify practitioners who are, you have to have some kind of certification to become, to do their training, and then you become certified in implementing the results and being able to order the test. So any doctor would be able to sign up with them and go through the training and then order the test, but not all doctors have done that. And in fact, a lot of doctors don't even know it exists. So a lot of doctors are not able to order it. However, many integrative practitioners, dietitians, chiropractors, those naturopaths, those types of practitioners are more aware and certified to order it.
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic place to start. Because the thing about food sensitivities is, you know, you talked about allergic reactions. Boy, those are apparent. I mean, if somebody mm-hmm. understands they've got a peanut allergy, you eat a peanut, you have a severe reaction, you tell yourself, no more peanuts. But for these food sensitivities, you can just eat these things for years, for decades, and not know it's causing you a problem and not be able to figure out what, you know, what the deal is. With me, it was headaches and IBS and everything. I never really specifically targeted anything because I did kind of a whole sweep of my diet and just changed it pretty radically. Along with my whole family, so I don't know what it was. But, boy, I mean, just as the years went by, my body was breaking down and having other little just nagging issues constantly. And that's what most people consider as aging. But it could actually be food sensitivities just building up in your system.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, yeah, I hear from clients all the time, oh, I just thought it was normal. I thought it was a natural progression as I got older. But it's really not. You can live until 80 and not have any symptoms. That's totally possible. So if ever there is something going on, there's something imbalanced in the body.
Well, we're going to talk in just a second after this next break about some of the vitamin D studies surrounding COVID. I've told people the last few weeks that I almost want to call this the vitamin D show because it seems like it's just one of these things that screams out. We've got a lot of people that are vitamin D deficient, and it seems to be one of the more easy fixes for all of us. So we're going to talk about that next. But you talk about an MRT test that looks at these foods. You know, they talk about finding out your vitamin D levels through a blood test. Is that something people should be doing too? Is this a separate test than an MRT test that would tell you, you know, what your vitamin D levels are and what your other nutrient and vitamin levels are?
Yes, so they're all separate tests. You can get a single vitamin D test that just looks at your vitamin D levels. If someone is very concerned about their vitamin D, it's not expensive. I think it's like $48 or something from some of these online labs that you can just order it. It gets sent to your home. You take a small skin prick and they give you the results within I'm not sure how long. And then there's nutrient panels, which are broader, which can include vitamin D, but also look at the other vitamins and minerals. The one that I like is either SpectraCell or Vibrant America because they do an intracellular test. So it's not just the serum, which is limited in what you can defer from the results. And then MRT looks at the mediators released by the immune system. So it actually is completely separate from a nutritional panel.
So that's interesting. Is that something that anybody could do? I mean, they could facilitate all these tests online outside of a doctor, or is the MRT, is that something that you have to have a doctor involved to do?
MRT really need the practitioner to order it. For example, I'm a practitioner, so anyone can contact me and I can order the test for them. It's a very simple process. And I can also get them the SpectraCell testing as well and stool testing. I pretty much all of the tools that are super useful, I offer in my practice.
Okay, well, tell us real quick. We're going to take a break in just a second, but in just a couple of minutes, tell us how do you work with patients, because you're different than a traditional practice, but in your approach and your interaction with them.
Mm-hmm. So I work online. It's basically by Zoom or phone call if someone isn't comfortable being in front of the being like face to face, kind of online, and that really allows us to meet face to face no matter where we are in the world. And that's it's really great during COVID because a lot of people are at home or not really wanting to contact so much. So I had set that up before COVID happened, actually. And it works really well because if any tests are needed, they get mailed and everything else can be done through email follow-up and online face-to-face follow-up.
So you get the results of these kinds of tests and then you begin to give some level of nutritional advice based on the results?
Yeah, not just nutritional advice, but any recommendations that would go hand in hand with that. So, for example, if we did an MRT test and there were 20 foods identified, then there's a short protocol that goes along with that, where it's a short elimination protocol where the body can heal and recalibrate, and then a reintroduction piece, and then you're pretty much done the protocol. But then there's the other factors, too. We're going to address stress. We're going to address any like emotional traumas that are there or something that's really impeding the body from healing, if that's what the person wants. And we really address anything that could be playing with the immune system in addition to the food.
Ah, very interesting. Yeah, that is a different approach. That certainly sounds, that's integrative for sure. Tell us real quick, what is your website?
it's meganpennington.com.
meganpennington.com. Okay, well, anybody wants to check check that out. And you're right. Funny, you were certainly prescient in getting online before this all happened, because telemedicine certainly has become the way of the way things are going these days. So you're certainly in the right vein there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're talking to Megan Pennington. She's an integrative health practitioner. When we come back, we're going to talk about some vitamin D studies. It's kind of how the two of us hooked up in the first place when it comes to COVID. And you know, vitamin D levels are important, and there's a lot of research out there. And Megan, I've talked about it for weeks. I'm incredibly frustrated by all of our health authorities that will not empower people and just tell them, hey, this is a good time to have your immune system working properly. They borderline refuse to even address it at any point. A lot of washing your hands, a lot of masks, a lot of social distancing, nothing about arming yourself with information to keep you healthy, you know, year round. So anyway, we'll talk about that in just a second with Megan Pennington, so stay with us.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday, so we're doing Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. And today we've got Megan Pennington on. She's an integrative health practitioner. She's up in Canada, but integrative health, health is health. We're humans are humans. So, Megan, we originally kind of connected over, you had some research on vitamin D when it comes to coronavirus. I guess is this research specifically targeted towards coronavirus and our response to it?
Yes.
Yeah. I just have been incredibly frustrated. This is the thing for me, and this is the only lens I can see it through. I used to get flus every year, every other year. I got a lot of bronchitis. I had a lot of colds during the course of the when I changed my diet for 15 years, I've not had a single sick day. Not a single sick day for any single thing. Not a bronchitis, not a flu. A couple of times I feel a tickle coming on. I take care of it with vitamin C, vitamin D, and apple cider vinegar, I guess, because that's what I kind of jump on. My point being, I was somebody who wasn't sickly. You know, I was a pretty athletic guy, decent shape and everything, but I would get these little conditions. And when I changed my diet and started paying attention to what I put into my body, none of it has taken hold with me. And it's very frustrating that they will not tell people about that, vitamin D being a big part of that. So tell us a little bit about the studies that you've run across.
Yeah, so vitamin D is implicated in some 200 processes of the body, so it's super important for general health, but particularly the immune system, because it's immunomodulator. So what that means is it helps the immune system regulate itself so that you're not having this hyperreactivity and inflammation to a pathogen that comes in. And that's what they're seeing with COVID, is that the most severe cases have what's called this cytokine storm, or a hyperinflammatory reaction that creates the damage, the tissue damage that leads to the lung damage and the other issues that they're seeing even long term. And so by stabilizing the immune system, and vitamin D is a big part of that, we help the body to manage the virus properly.
And this is the case, I mean, you know, when you're talking about vitamin D or even nutrition in general, this is the case not just with COVID, but the annual flu and colds. And, I mean, does this go up into things like cancers and everything? I mean, just for overall health and your body's ability to fight off anything, aren't these things very important?
Yes, inflammation is a cornerstone, or like a root cause, like I mentioned, of most modern diseases and symptoms. And so by regulating that immune response, in which vitamin D is very important, we prevent the risk of all of those, not prevent, but we reduce the risk of all of those modern diseases.
It's kind of interesting talking to you, being up in Canada. Do you, in Canada, do you, is it especially concerning because you're so much further north than the rest of us that vitamin D deficiency is high up there and people need to pay attention to it?
Yes, though studies have shown that vitamin D deficiency is actually quite prevalent everywhere, even in the climates that allow for more outdoor exposure to sunlight. And the reason the theory is that people, you know, are covering up because of fear of skin cancer, and they're wearing sunscreen all the time, and so they're just inside a lot, maybe in an air-conditioned environment in those hot places. And so it tends to be a problem pretty much everywhere, but particularly in the northern areas where there's actually not a lot of exposure during the winter months. In fact, we produce no vitamin D in the winter months up here. However, our liver does store for about 6 months if we're able to get enough during the summer. So it is possible to get enough vitamin D even up here without supplementation. But I always take a trip south because I want to make sure.
Yeah, that's been, you know, for the last 30 or 40 years, they have been telling us to run from the sun. It's very interesting, and I bought into it, and I bought the, you know, the 50 SPS, and you see all this stuff. When you intellectually start thinking about the fact that what they're telling us is that there's this glowing death star in the sky that God put above us to kill us all, they've really convinced us to absolutely fear the sun and any exposure to sun. That may be a slight exaggeration, but essentially that's been the message for quite a while, is don't go out in the sun without lathering yourself in chemicals, and these chemicals block vitamin D, and it just seems like it's kind of one of these core things that may be manifesting itself in all of these new conditions, because that's one thing we're starved for.
Mm-hmm. And it's very avoidable. Like, you can still go and get enough vitamin D in 15 to 20, 30 minutes of sunlight if it's at noon when the sun is highest in the sky and it's most powerful. And then you can cover up and go inside. And I wouldn't lather in sunscreen ever, but you can do these other protective measures so that you don't get burned, because that's where the risk comes in, is when you damage your skin. That's where cancer can be developed. But if you're just going out in the sun, there's no fear needed, and you can get a lot of vitamin D in a small amount of time.
Right, right. Anything else on these studies, or any particular that kind of stood out to you on, you know, how people can either prophylactically, you know, before, you know, when they're just going out in public, whether it's for colds and flus or COVID itself, were there studies that showed kind of what people need to be doing, what their vitamin D levels need to be, and how they get there?
Yep. So the research, there's over 30 studies now. So it's been researched quite a bit, and people are only just now starting to see all these studies come out. But vitamin D has been shown to reduce the risk of COVID infection, to reduce the severity of the disease. It reduces the need for hospitalization and ICU and mechanical ventilation, and it reduces the risk of mortality. So it's really impacting on all of these levels. And in fact, so I'll just give some examples with some actual numbers so people can really get an idea of how impactful this is. One study showed that low vitamin D increased risk of COVID infection by 45% and of hospitalization from COVID by 95%.
Wow.
That's a lot. Another showed that vitamin D deficiency increased risk of COVID diagnosis by 80%. So that study showed an even larger infection rate. After 10 days of hospitalization, severe vitamin D deficiency patients had 50% mortality rate, while those with vitamin D of, there's numbers 10 ng per mil, had a 5% mortality risk. So basically, the higher their vitamin D levels were, the lower their mortality risk was by a phenomenal amount. There was a randomized control study done that showed that high doses of vitamin D as treatment, so even if you have low vitamin D and you get COVID and you go into the hospital, it showed that high doses, if they're given, reduced ICU admission by 96%. So you can just leave the hospital after you get these doses, I think over 3 days, and you don't get admitted to ICU, meaning that the infection was treated.
Right.
That's important. And then optimal vitamin D levels showed that infection, the amount of vitamin D, if you are deficient and you don't want to take a test and you just want to start taking a supplement because you're concerned about it, the studies show that about 10,000 IU per day for several weeks will bring most of the population up to normal amounts in their blood, and then followed by a 5,000 IU per day maintenance for just general health.
Okay, so that's it. See, that's interesting. And, you know, you just laid out a plan for people that cost about $5 to $10 a month. You know, this
not
is
not even. Yeah.
It's so aggravating.
Very inexpensive.
It is not vitamin D3 is not expensive at all and just has heaps on benefits. I don't know if you've ever seen this. People who listen to the show regularly, I'm sorry I keep saying this over and over again, but I read a study, and I think it was PubMed. It was a big, you know, randomized controlled study and all that showed that women with proper vitamin D levels, and I can't remember what the number was. I need to look it up again. I should have it on, you know, easy reach. But women with proper vitamin D levels reduce their chances of breast cancer by 80%. That's 80%.
Wow.
And it's just always been stunning to me that is not on every OBGYN office door. It's not on billboards. It's not anywhere else because that was a very stark one. And it was a, you know, officially recognized study. It just gets no play.
Yeah. Even I didn't hear about that one. So it's really not. These informations are not distributed. That's for sure.
Your suspicions on that? I mean, I talk every week here about.
I hope that it's just because everybody is so busy that they don't have time.
Yeah. The response to COVID and this immune system stuff has been, you know, you're reading all of these studies, and yet now I've got to give some credit. I need to halt myself here because I have been bashing all of our health authorities here in the United States for not mentioning immune function, you know, to just telling everybody, hey, this is a good time to maybe clear up your diet, make sure that you're boosting your immune system. There's plenty of ways you can do that. I've been really, Anthony Fauci was asked a question. This is, I'm sure you're familiar with Fauci. He was asked a question, and he did say there were some positive sides to having, you know, to vitamin D supplementation. He kind of downplayed it a little bit, but he at least was forced to answer a question about it. That's the only time I've ever heard it, but at least I can say he has mentioned it. But I think it's shocking in the fact that they will not mention. What about vitamin C? Is that another important one during cold and flu season and COVID season?
Yep, it's also anti-inflammatory and a potent antioxidant, so it also is a key player in the immune system, and so it can be used as a treatment also. That's controversial, these IV treatments of vitamin C, but
right.
Studies have shown that they reduce inflammation and provide antioxidant support in the body, and that's only a good thing, so yeah.
Yeah, there were doctors in New York hospitals during the height of COVID, and they were using IV vitamin C treatments as part of their protocol and having good success. It wasn't widely reported, but they would be quoted kind of in either natural health magazines or you'd just see them somewhere in some article that they were actually using those things. So those tools are there. Anything else on vitamin D?
Let people know the website that lists out all of the studies so they can go and check them out if they want. It's covid.us.org, and there's a lot of information there, and they're keeping up with the studies. And vitamin D in particular, there's a great summary page with all of the study links. So that's a really nice resource.
Oh, that's good. I'll make sure I mark that myself. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with one more segment. We're talking to Megan Pennington, an integrative health practitioner, a little bit about vitamin D, her practice, and just the idea of nutrition and staying well these days. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
Final segment for today. We're talking to Megan Pennington. She's an integrative health practitioner. So, Megan, if people want to kind of start taking control of their health, what are some of the things that you see, and what's some of your kind of initial advice? We've talked a little bit about it today, but getting some of these tests, starting to identify what's causing you problems in the first place, just talking to somebody maybe who's new to the whole topic of natural health and how nutrition impacts your life, what is just in just a couple of minutes your advice?
Well, a great place to start is just to clean up the diet. So usually, like, a nice rule of thumb when we don't really have any testing or anything to go off of is to reduce sugar, even carbohydrates of grains and grains, potatoes, these things that are predominantly carbohydrate, they can really increase our insulin release and our sugar levels. And so it's a great way to bring the immune system, the hormone system, because they're all connected, right? When you bring one into balance, it helps the other go into balance. So it's a really great way to get some traction. And then you can just kind of feel into that. And if there are other things that need to be done, then it's the deeper testing. So the food sensitivity testing, maybe some nutritional testing to see if you're deficient in something. And that's really the best place to start.
Oh, I tell you, the other thing too is when you make that first change, if people will switch to kind of organic, paying attention to the chemicals that are in their food. They don't know what chemicals are affecting them. They don't know how they're affecting them. But once you get them out, it's kind of like you take that first step. You just start thinking, oh, wow, you know, maybe you've got a little bit more energy. Maybe your mood's a little better. Maybe you start losing a few pounds. I think that's what, if you take that first step, it starts paying off very quickly.
Yes. You usually do feel quite a bit better because, like you said, you don't know why these things are causing what they're causing. You don't know what they're causing, but it's a really great experiment to see if you cleaned up your diet for a week and start. It doesn't have to be organic completely, but there's a environmental working group, Clean 15, where you can prioritize what you buy organic and what you can leave to just kind of the natural or the traditional methods, and just start paying attention to the amount of sugar and the amount of unhealthy fats, so the ones that are very heat treated and basically the ones that you find in a normal grocery store. So you want to try to go to a health food store. Going to the health food store is a great place to start because usually there's going to be someone there who can be like, this
right.
is what you should be focusing on, and it's free and you have all the products there, and that's probably the best thing people can do. And then once you start to see some results, then you can start to see some things clear up and feel better, and then you have the energy and the motivation to continue and go deeper.
Right. It's just a positive reinforcement loop. I mean, I experienced it myself. I couldn't believe it. When I did 30 days without any sugar, just after I'd done organic, I was feeling a little bit better. I did 30 days no sugar. All my headaches went away. I had headaches like 20 days out of the month, just a dull ache headache. And I just looked, and I didn't even realize it was happening. At the end of the month, I went, oh my gosh, I haven't had any headaches. So I went, aha, I think I figured out my headache trigger. So anyway, we're coming up to the end of the show. Tell us a little bit again about where to reach you, where your information is, and how people can work with you.
Mm-hmm. My website is meganpennington.com. And if someone is really struggling and really not sure where to begin, I offer a free 15-minute phone consult for people who are just like, I am experiencing all this stuff and I don't know what to do about it. There's also a free web class that I offer. So it's just the button up in the menu that says free masterclass. And it leads you through a lot of the basic pointers of what to do and how to get started if that's the preference.
Well, great. That's fantastic. Well, Megan, thanks so much for joining me again. That's meganpennington.com. That's all the time we got today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.